When Gils von Tilburg created his masterpiece, Interior of a Picture Gallery with the Artist and His Patrons, he did not paint just one scene, but 20. Gils von Tilburg was a Flemish painter born in Brussels, Belgium. Creating most of his works between 1650 and 1670, his use of reds and blues is prominent in many of his paintings. Many of his paintings are scenes or interiors of people and life. I believe the similarity between his pieces shows a distinct preference of scenes and interiors, not a lack of range, as some might conclude. Painted in Flanders, Interior of a Picture Gallery is, as the name suggests, an interior scene and follows all of von Tilburg's norms. In this oil-on-canvas painting, we see five well-dressed upper-class men positioned around a table, surrounded by various mediums of art. We can assume the man with the easel and paint palette is the artist, but the other's identities are unknown. Perhaps they are collectors, buyers, or representatives for the artists. When looking at this painting, I can't help but notice the subject's eyes. The patrons have a glazed look in their eyes, staring off into space. However, there is a worried look expressed through the artist's eyes. This is the only apparent emotion conveyed in this scene. If the only emotion is worry, what does that say about the business they are conducting? Was art-related business so mundane at its time that its patrons have lost pleasure in it? A small dog lingers in the lower right-hand corner of this painting. Without specifically looking for this creature, it could go unnoticed. The back wall and the wall adjacent to the right are covered from floor to ceiling with miscellaneous paintings. Some are still lives, landscapes of forests and oceans, war scenes, buildings, and people. All of the paintings are in similar thin gold frames. Keeping with his penchant to use red, it seems as though von Tilburg intended for your eyes to gravitate back to the red tablecloth in the center of this painting. Try to look to the margins of this painting. Soon enough, you may find yourself drifting back to the red table. A violin accompanied by music is perched on this table, among an assortment of statues, pottery, and silver, presumably all created by the man with the palette. This grand high-ceilinged room is conspicuously dark. Much of the scene is hidden in darkness or shadows. An infinitesimal amount of light streams through the greenish window in the upper left-hand corner, dappling light on the patrons' faces. The scene, Interior of a Picture Gallery with the Artist and His Patrons, was not a new concept when it was created. The purpose for von Tilburg's picture gallery scene is unknown, but similar paintings have been created to serve as pictorial records of works owned by a collector. Other theories suggest picture gallery scenes have been used as business cards to easily show possible buyers the range of their skills, like sculpting, painting, or composing. Whatever the intended purpose, to me, this scene illustrates the regularity and importance of art dealing, collecting, and creating in Flanders. Just looking at this interior takes me back in time. I feel as though von Tilburg created this scene to educate future viewers about the culture of Flanders. To me, the subjects featured in this painting are general representations of the role they played in the practice of art to help us understand the part art played in the culture of the Netherlands. Personally, I believe that the mystery and complexity surrounding this painting makes it all the more intriguing. We may never know for sure the motives and details of this painting, but one thing is certain. A picture is worth 1,000 words, and on this single canvas there are 20. How many words do you think this painting is worth? This has been Brooke Brayman with another Bulldog Podcast.